am I the jerk? Are you? And we may have to ask one about me as we start. Because coming to the Omni Hotel here at SEC from SEC Media Day, we've been meeting at the station every single morning and driving over here together since they're having the media pay to park. Pay a lot to park. Anyway.
Yeah, it's not cheap here.
No, it's not. So we ride over here together, and it's, what, 5 minutes, maybe if
six,
that?
Maybe 6, 7 at most.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, we're just shooting the S as we're riding along and coming to the Omni. And when we get to the hotel and the garage, it is your opportunity to show off your parking skills, because mainly everyone in the garage will back in so you can get out easily. And it just kind of makes for an easier parking situation. Sure. Normally, I'm not the back end guy, but if everyone on the row is, I will do the exact same thing and back in, and it's no worries. Am I the jerk? Because the only thing I care about is being between the lines. I don't care if I'm a little crooked, straight. I don't care. As long as my car is in between the two whites, I'm good. And you guys have noticed that.
Yes.
Because
yes,
every day I've been kind of crooked.
Your ability to be crooked but yet still be between the lines is really good.
Is it impressive?
It is.
Okay.
So that's my whole parking strategy as well. Is like I'm going to be crooked. It's not a question if, but I'm going to be crooked. But if I'm between the lines and I feel there's enough space between both doors and the other cars, we're good.
As long as I can get out, I'm fine. I don't want to be the guy that's three or four different times, and I'm not holding up any traffic. There's been no one behind me the whole time. It may take a couple times to make sure I'm good, but as long as I'm between the lines, I'm fine.
Now, I will say this. If you do back in, it does create a little bit of a Tetris problem getting out of cars if the cars next to you are not backed in. So, like, this morning, for example, you were a little bit crooked. And it was crooked to where the back, because I'm sitting in the back as the lowest member of the invasion. I sit in the back seat.
We're just chauffeuring
The first day you put me in the trunk, and then I got to graduate to the back seat.
Well, trunk in the window seat,
right,
and then the seat.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Car next to you is not backed in, mirror is going to create a little bit of a spacing issue, and that's what I was doing. I don't want to ding your car, because I'll end up back in the trunk again.
Yeah, I feel it's a little bit of a jerk move, but I didn't want to go the third or the fourth time trying to be straight. But I will acknowledge I do have a parking problem.
You do, yes, and you do.
It's not a problem.
Even in the spaces in our parking garage, which are slanted, you get crooked.
I know.
Me too. There's not a problem with that. You're in between the lines. You're good.
And I'm thinking it's about how close to the line do you need to have the adjustment.
It kind of depends on the place.
And I think it kind of goes back to what Travis just said. If you're crooked, but you're in between the lines, but you being crooked is going to impede somebody from getting into their car. Because if you're lean inside the lines to one way, then they're going to ding you, or it might make them harder to get out.
But if every car, like you had you got out of my car with no issues today, right?
Right, because it was slanted to where I had my rear.
But you had a little bit of an issue.
Yeah, because the back was,
okay,
the mirror,
you should have said something.
The back
maybe
was
I would have straightened up.
What were we going to do?
I would have straightened up a little bit. Yeah.
No. Okay, and then there's the other part. If you do back in and it takes you three attempts, now you're the jerk.
Yeah,
you got two attempts to get
you
this thing in.
You got a backup
there.
Camera.
Yeah, and you have the backup camera.
But the backup camera doesn't assist in the lines kind of going wiggly.
This is why we need artificial cars that just park themselves.
I feel like it's my prescription, my progressive lenses that will kind of make the line.
Because you even got the cheater parking thing where it bends with you too, don't you?
Like you should be right in the middle of them.
So it's literally pointing you where you're supposed to go. And I'm not giving you anything
I don't care.
About that because
I
do the same thing.
Oh, no.
And maybe that's why I am the jerk a bit.
No,
because I really don't.
You parked at two attempts.
Yeah, I did take two attempts.
There was enough room for me to get out, so I think you're in the clear.
I feel like I have a two attempt limit.
Yeah. Three.
I think if I go three, then that's just
I agree. Two attempt limit, and then you're stuck. Then you're just,
you have to go.
That's all you can do.
No, you have to drive away to a new parking spot.
100% correct. Stop doing more.
As a red blooded male, I feel like the two attempt is the most you could have.
Yeah.
Right.
But it felt like I was It felt a little jerky.
Nah.
As I turned the car off and looked back and I saw that I was crooked, but between the lines, I felt safe. I felt in my safe space.
The spaces here, I think, are narrower than you would expect at, like, the Omni, I would say.
Yeah, and then the columns don't help. I mean, yeah. It's a whole thing.
Oh, yeah, I almost took the mirror out.
You did yesterday.
Oh, one day. Oh, yeah, it was really close. But I fully admit, I have a parking problem.
Next year.
And I've had it for a long time. I just know I have
a parking problem.
All right, here we go. Hi, guys. This is from amithejerk1310@gmail.com. So we're saying no for me, right?
No.
I would say no. All right. Well, let's keep the party going. Hi, guys. Speaking of parking, my neighbor parks their midsize SUV in front of my house. And it seems that it has been their permanent parking spot. Sometimes they park where I can't even get to my mailbox, and it blocks my ability to edge my lawn. It's really annoying to me. Would I be a jerk if I asked them not to park there anymore? I feel like it would create tension between us, so I haven't said anything. What would you do? Thanks, Joe.
Hey, stop!
I have my answer.
Okay.
I think there is a situation where you can calmly and rationally ask someone.
I think that, that's kind of what I'm,
because
my immediate thought was you just, get a rocket launcher and just shoot it at their car.
Oh, wow. See, I was just going to weedy really close to their vehicle. And that's definitely my play if they say, no, I'm not moving, is I'm just going to get the weed eater out there and just ride up against their car.
Right, and it's grass and other debris on their car. Yeah. And if you're in the way, that's your fault. You're parked right there.
It's always a weird thing because technically, even though it's in front of your house, it's the city's.
Right.
Up to the sidewalk or whatever that few feet in is.
But
it's in front of your house.
You can't carry your way up to the front and say, this is my property. I pay taxes. Like, I do wonder.
Because then the person can go, but it's not your property because you don't own the street.
It totally depends on the neighborhood because there are a lot of neighborhoods that don't allow, constant parking on the street.
Right.
Like, my neighborhood, you will get towed if your vehicle is out there for 24 or more hours.
You can always do the dog poop
in the street. On the street?
Yeah.
Even if it's in front of your house?
HOA thing, yeah. No parking.
So what if I don't have any room in my garage?
I mean, you better clean that bad boy out. There's also our house or our subdivision has really long driveways. So
you have a driveway.
You can probably fit, if you really, really push it up there.
So you live in a castle.
I live in a mansion. But yeah, you can probably get 6 cars in my driveway.
Wow. Oh, okay. I don't have a driveway.
Yeah, okay.
Our driveway is in the back
on my cul-de-sac, in which there's only one other house on.
Man.
Yeah, dude.
Travis
awesome.
Manor sounds badass.
Yeah, it's right up against the tree line. It's great.
Yeah, I don't know. This is a weird one. Because it, like...
Community pool and everything.
All
right.
Doesn't it drive all of us nuts if somebody that you don't know parks in front of your house?
Oh, I hate it.
Even though you technically don't have a technical right to it, but it drives me insane. It
drives me crazy.
Are you sure about the not right to the space in front of your house?
That's city property.
You can, log a complaint... But if it's legal to park there, they're going to tell you unless it's 5 to 10 days, we really can't do anything. I know this. I may have made a complaint about somebody parking in front of my house in my old place.
Man, I feel so I can go into my neighborhood, park 3 houses down with my car in front of their house, get out, just walk to my house.
What a jerk.
And it's A-OK.
The person who parks there is a jerk, but you don't own...
Yeah, it's
city. There's the city owns the 4 or 5 feet from the curb to your yard.
Yeah.
Because that's all the plumbing and all the stuff down there.
That's why they can dictate what kind of trash and stuff that you can put down there. Like, that's all their property. Or that's city property.
Well, when I become mayor of Duncanville,
dude,
that's going to change.
You're going to run on that platform.
I'm going to give homeowners back the right
you will own
for their property.
And
the street in front of your house.
And the street. So you can park only in front of your house. And if someone parks in front of yours, you will have the ability to get the rocket launcher and take their car out after a certain amount of time.
Right. I think that's fair.
I do think you can absolutely walk down and hey, this is a courtesy to you.
Right.
I'm going to mow and weed eat right here anyway. I would think you would want to move your car.
But it's about the approach.
Yeah.
Because I've parked in front of my own mailbox before, and our mail carrier was having none of that.
Oh, my God.
And I got the note on my car.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a fire hydrant.
Yeah, if you want your mail, bro, you're going to have to move your car and not park in front of the mailbox.
You're lucky she didn't shatter your windows and just deliver the mail through
that. We were verbally chastised by our mail lady.
Yeah, you can't block the mailbox. And honestly, the person who is parking in front of the house is the jerk.
Totally.
The person, this scenario, should I talk to him, whatever, you're not the jerk for that.
Nah. No, but I think just about the approach and the conversation that you have to say, excuse me, if you don't mind, if you're nice about it, I think you'll get that reciprocated to you.
You're
and
correct.
If they are being a jerk when you talk to them, then, you know, sometimes you have to get the rocket launcher out. You have to get the rocket launcher and get all the SEC mats out here to take
over. Even with a rocket launcher, I don't think that's enough with all these guys out here. There's so many.
I've slowly built my army.
Kind of feels that. Like a scene from Django. You know, without the hoods.
Right, yeah. But, okay, it's the same area of the country.
Just a whole herd of SEC mats.
Come on, guys. And it's funny because you think we're all angry and we're coming to get you, but we go right past you to the brewery that you didn't see that was behind you.
To talk college football, right, and do karaoke. You think it's going to be like, oh my gosh, I'm so afraid, and they just walk right past you saying, nothing wrong with that.
You guys are wrong. Brady Cook is the best quarterback in the SEC. I don't think so. It's Jalen Milroe. More IPAs.
That's what gives you the strength, those IPAs. Absolutely.